Good morning, Dr. Schneider, dictating a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on Sue L. in Redland, R-E-D-L-A-N. This goes to Dr. Thompson. On 3/19/26, Mrs. Redland performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the knowledge of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there was a severe degree of airway obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8 period. The paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. Next, pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on Dolores Francini, F-R-A-N-C-I-N-I. On 3/19/26, Mrs. Francini performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was no airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity noted, period. The paragraph impression, minimal reduction of forced vital capacity without airways obstruction, period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Robert Stern. This goes to Brian McGritt, M-C-G-R-I-T-T. On 3/19/26, Mr. Stern performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a moderate to severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators. Here, the air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated 12/16/25, there's been no significant change period in a paragraph impression, moderate to severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Dennis Hogan. This goes to Dr. Pardis. On 3/19/26, Mr. Hogan performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired, and there's a severe impairment in flow rates period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8 period. There was no improvement after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 5/14/25. There's been no significant change period. New paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression period. Thank you.